We are Christians, and armed with the cross and the blood of Jesus, while holding firm to the word and truth of God, we will give no ground to evil. Today we reaffirm we belong to Jesus Christ, and we shall walk with him all the days. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. I am Deacon Bob, and on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our celebrant today, Father Dave, we welcome you to St. Cyril on this very, very soggy morning. We are so happy you have joined us here today in worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And to any visitors with us here this morning, please know that our hearts and our doors will always be open for you. One of the constants in our personal lives is change. Not much ever stays the same, does it? Think for a moment in your own lives how circumstances have changed through the years. Jobs you used to have. People who have come and gone in your life. Changes in your financial situation. Changes to your health. Life on this side of the cross is constantly flowing and adjusting course. And it seems the speed of change never slows down. Now, many changes to our lives occur because we ourselves bring those about. We go to school to make ourselves better. We look for new opportunities and adjust our career path. We reach out to new people. We try new things. We travel to places we've never been. These and other things will bring about changes in life, and many of those changes are indeed positive ones. Other times, however, that change in life is forced upon us. Perhaps that change comes from the death of a loved one, a turn in our health, loss of a job, a divorce we didn't want, kids growing up and moving out of the house. Oftentimes, some of these changes are not so positive. But the larger point is, life is never just a static state of being. Change, regardless of how it comes, good or bad, is inevitable. Life is a forward-moving, ever-evolving journey. Amen?
Amen?
So what are we to do? How do we deal in our individual lives with the ever-changing motion of life? One response can simply be resistance. And there may be times when it is absolutely the right thing to do to resist change. But other times, resistance may not be the best response. And unfortunately, there are some people who do not like any change, and so they will constantly stand and fight against it. For those people, I say, be careful. For if the reaction to changes in life is to always resist it, that type of rigid, unaccepting response will often start to break you down in the long run. I have a distant cousin whose husband of 4 years decided he was no longer interested in her or their marriage, so he left. And after he left, he cut off all contact with her and filed for divorce. She refused to accept this change in her life, and she hung on for many years to the false hope that he was somehow coming back and they would return to her idea of normalcy. Of course, it never happened. And during those years after the divorce, those years where she hung on and refused to deal with what had happened, she was miserable. Yes, the change was harsh. It was not something she wanted. But it was her rigidness to that change that was breaking her. Other times when change comes, or the possibility of change exists, we may not resist, rather we may accept it, but we do so with a little fear. Sometimes we are afraid of the change happening, whether it is a good or bad change. We are afraid to move forward with it. Fear is a nasty emotion. Fear of change is fear of living. For again, life is ever changing. If you allow fear into your being, to creep into your soul, that fear will rot you away from the inside out. It is a paralyzing emotion, and it will render you immobile if you allow it. Amen?
Amen.
So when it comes to change, Both absolute resistance and fear will lock you in a place you don't want to be. It will lock you into that place where all you are doing is looking in the back to the past, grieving over what used to be, as if looking back with regret will somehow magically change things back. Life rarely goes back to what it used to be. Fear and resistance can also lock you in the opposite direction as you obsess over what might be, as if worrying about the many possible changes coming in your life can alter the future. Think about how many times you have worried about something in the future that never, ever came to happen. How much of life's precious time was wasted doing so. I know I'm talking to somebody's heart out there this morning. So I ask the question again, what are we to do with the constant of change? The answer is to look to Scripture, to listen, to act upon what Jesus teaches us. Do not be afraid, Jesus tells us over and over and over again. And it comes straight from his mouth in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33-34. Here Jesus says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be given you besides. Put everything else aside. Seek first the kingdom of God. God needs to be our first priority in anything and everything. Point blank, the Son of God himself, Jesus, tells us this. Jesus also makes us sure throughout Scripture that we understand you cannot serve two gods. One will always take precedence over the other. You cannot serve God the Father. If you are busy putting your energies into serving the God of the past or the God of the future every time changes come in your life. Serve the one and only true God first, and all else will be given with you. Do not be afraid. And if you should ever have a moment of doubt about that and think that God is somehow overlooking you and what is happening in your life, recall the words from Isaiah. This comes from chapter 49, verses 15 and 16. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child in her womb? Even should she forget you, I, your Lord God, will not forget you. See, upon the palms of my hands, I have written your name. God knows you. He knows everything going on with you. Your name is written on the palm of his hand, and he has promised he will never forget you. And what God promises to do, God will do. Your life on this side of the cross, it's a journey. And it has been said that life is a journey filled with many hellos and goodbyes. And indeed, it truly is. But life is meant to be lived by looking outward, forward toward the horizons. For looking out at the horizons opens the eyes, it opens the heart to meeting new people and having new life experiences. Only looking down at where you are now in life will stop you from growing into all that life may hold for you. Lift your eyes to the horizon. Do this with Scripture in your heart. Hold tightly to the hand of Jesus and move forward on your life's journey. Amen?
Amen.
Now, personally speaking, I too am facing a change. As Father Dave said, this will be my last Mass here at St. Cyril. I have accepted another position in my career that will take me to live in Indianapolis, Indiana. This move will put me also closer to family in the Great Lakes area. And also, to be truthful, it will put me closer to Chicago-style Italian beef sandwiches, Wrigley Field, and the Chicago Cubs. This was not an easy decision for me to make, but I prayed on it because that's what we're called to do. And I believe God has opened this door for me. And when God opens a door in your life, just go through it. Don't hesitate. For if God opens that door, good things are on the other side waiting for you. And again, I will admit, it was a hard decision. But I must confess to you, brothers and sisters, I already know I will not miss Houston traffic. When I moved back to Texas for the fourth time, I moved back from out of state to the west side of Houston here 3.5 years ago. I went to a few different Catholic churches in the area. I went to Mass at these places, and I went by in the evenings to see how active the churches were during the week. And when I came to St. Cyril and saw the tapestry of the many cultures, I knew this is where I wanted to be assigned. I also saw how active this parish is in the mission of Jesus Christ. So I met with Father Mario, and we worked to have the diocese assign me here. St. Cyril is a fantastic parish. I mean, look around. We are the blend of life as God designed. And besides the multicultures, the ministerial opportunities, the church is full of enough quirky personalities to make it fun. Yes, I'm looking at you. At my first Mass with Father Mario, he gave his sermon. And as we were sitting in our chairs while the altar was being prepared, he leaned over as if to say something to me. Being it was my first Mass, I figured he was going to tell me how St. Cyril does things at the Eucharist. So we both covered our mics, and I leaned in to hear him. And Father Mario says to me, "That's it. I quit. You take it from here." And I replied, "No problem." And at that point, I knew coming here was indeed a blessing. So, St. Cyril, you are very fortunate to have this particular priest as your pastor. Take care of him. It is a two-way street. It's not just a pastor on call to serve you 24/7. You need to do the same for him. Give him your support in terms of your time, your talent, your money, so he can continue to operate this parish as the light of Christ that it truly is. Amen?
Amen.
Father John Hyme, Father Scott Blick, Father John Morphin, Father Dave today, and all the other priests who I have served here with, it has been a privilege. All of you are an inspiration that after years of serving, all of you still come at it with a pureness of heart. It is your lifetime of dedication to Jesus as priests that shows what ministry to God and all his people are about. I hope I have the same pureness of heart down the road. I want to thank my brother deacons, Eduardo and Arturo, for serving with men like them makes the diaconate what it is. Their characteristics define what our mission as deacons is all about. To the staff and to the volunteers that have worked with me in my time here, God has blessed you with great ministries, and I hope you continue to work in building his kingdom up. Thank you all. And of course, I want to thank all of you for your kindness, your generosity, and the support that you have shown me in the past 3.5 years. You will always have a special place in my heart. I will leave my cell phone number and my personal email address with the office, and if anyone chooses to use it, I will respond to it. So my time here at St. Cyril is coming to an end, and I will miss you. But I'm going to take Jesus at his word, and I will not be afraid. So I'm going to embrace this change and go through the door that God has opened for me, knowing full well he is in control. May all of you do the same in your lives. I ask you to please pray for me, for I am nothing but a common sinner. My prayers for all of you today is very simple. May all of you have comfort in Jesus on your difficult days, laughter to kiss your lips often, confidence when you doubt, faith so you may believe, strength to speak God's word, and love to complete your life. I may not see most of you ever again on this side of the cross, but if we hold to the truth that is God, if we never give up on our faith, if we live our lives serving the one true God, if we refuse to give in to Satan and his evil, and if we hang on tightly to the power of the cross and the promise of the empty tomb, then I will see you again on the other side of the cross. And so for a final time, I will close by simply saying, thank you, St. Cyril. Never be afraid, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. May God bless each and every one of you all your days.